to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Yes, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And Benny, you know what day it is already. I'm already shot out of the cannon today. I'm telling you, it's already been a day. Started my morning out this morning on Voice America with Pete Siegel. And you could still feel the vibration of that show. Pete came up with this title for he and I when we do radio shows. I'm still not sure about what it means, but I'm going to ask my guest today. And so he refers to us on radio. And of course, he takes top billing sometimes and I take top billing. Alpha woman and alpha man.
Do I dare ask?
No, we'd have to wait. And then what I say is it's alpha empowerment. Mm. And it's because we live in a world right now where the choices that we have far exceed anything that we could actually believe and create in the material time we have. And I want to thank you all for joining us here on the Dr. Pat Show. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. Many of you have wondered what my last name is, and that is it. I'm joined by my producer, amazing man, Mr. Benny Mathers.
Hola.
Hola.
¿Qué pasa?
Very well.
Bien. Es muy bonito.
Yeah, but today it's going to be about Italian.
So that's just a slight little change, right?
It's a slight little change, and we'll hear about it in 1 minute.
Pues, es muy permisia. Es permisia.
It's molto.
Molto, okay.
Yeah.
So you got to help me with that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I grew up with a lot of different dialects, and it wasn't until I was old enough that I understood what this term meant, and it's fascia brutte. And so, and we'll talk about what that means
sounds
later.
Scrumptious.
It's actually not. Oh. I think it means ugly face. Because I got some uncles that are just old kidsters there. I'm telling you.
Take it easy.
I'm telling you, it's like, okay, thank goodness I didn't know what that meant. But I am so thrilled to be doing the show today. We have got two powerhouse, unbelievable hours of radio for you today. And I'm going to start off by saying I am honored to have with me in the first hour an incredible individual. You're going to hear a lot about who he is and what he does, Salvatore Zambito. And after that, in the second hour, Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis. So please sit down, get comfortable, get ready for shows that will raise your level of consciousness, raise your level of inspiration, and enable you to decide what action you're going to take today. We're going to start off by pulling one of our cards for today, Benny.
Sounds good.
And away we go.
You ready?
Of course.
Love this card. I don't know that we've picked this before. And I want to thank Heidi Bayer for creating these cards back when it wasn't fashionable to do cards.
Wasn't fashionable to do cards?
Fashionable now.
It wasn't in, it was out.
I'm telling you,
now
she was
out,
doing it. She set the trend back in like 1992, when I was still director of human resources, by the way. The greatest of these is love. The greatest of these is love. Love is the greatest force in the universe. Applying love to everything you do causes the path to unfold smoothly and draws your dreams in the perfect way. Expand your ability to love and you will create magic and harmony in all of your affairs. And I'm telling you that my guest today knows a lot about that. And what I mean
you're buzzing
by
over
that,
there.
I got it.
Someone's sending you the love.
I'm telling
the
you.
The what?
Absolutely. And I'm telling you that for me, understanding what love is has to do with my relationship between myself and you all and creating a passion that I absolutely am jazzed about. And I get to talk to people like Salvatore and get to have conversations about the expansiveness of the universe and about what it means for us to tap into that love center that is within each and every one of us. And you're going to hear about how he began exploring yoga as a student and what that is. And we're going to hear more about his life and what he has done to open open up the world to so many people to understand that place, that thread of yoga, that place of absolute bliss. So Salvatore is joining us today. You're going to hear lots about him and the work that he does and how he helps change the lives of so many people. Salvatore, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Buongiorno, Patricia.
Buongiorno.
Oh, that's not fair.
Buongiorno.
Just came off like it was nothing.
Salvatore.
Salvatore. Ooh, I can roll the R. That's all I got working for
me. That's all right.
Now.
You're pretty good. I am so thrilled, and I want to share something with our listeners. Bobby Baxter, who you've heard on the show, went to the I Can Do It conference, went down to Vegas, and was part of that huge Hay House event. And a lot of what we do is we connect with people that we know and that we bring on the show. And she usually comes back, and she presents me with a long list and says, wow, these are the incredible people that I've met. I think we should bring them on. She came back with one name, and that name was Salvatore Zambito, my guest right now. And you're going to hear and understand why this is the one name she brought back. I'm so honored to have you on the show and for me to understand what your journey has been like. And I could sit here and I can read your bio, but I don't want to do that. What I want to do is I want to ask you a question that I ask many people. And it has to do with where you are today, but more importantly, how you got here. And I love the way that this question unfolds. And it's about understanding and having you share some of the obstacles, some of the challenges that you personally have had to overcome to bring you to this very moment.
Patricia, the word education comes from the Greek, or rather from the Latin, educare, to draw out from within. And so I would have to say that my experience in yoga was innate. And I saw my first yogi when I was 7 years old, and as a little guy in the early 1950s on television. And that man, doing a very simple movement with his, well, it's actually a very complex movement with his abdominal muscles, inspired me in a way that continues to inspire me today. Mm-hmm. And I'll be 60 years old in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so that night in the bathtub, I tried to imitate that yogi. And I was able to come very close to it. But this was not something that my family could encourage. They didn't discourage it. It was just not a part of our lives in those years. And in the 1960s, when I was in high school, I began to understand a little bit of its existence. But in Chicago, in the mid-1960s, there were only 3 books on yoga.
Oh, boy.
If you could find them.
Exactly. I could imagine.
And when I began the formal study of yoga, it was one of those situations of synchronicity, of knowing somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody, when I took my first hatha yoga class. And that hatha yoga class put me into an altered state. And in that altered state, I could see the molecular movement of the atoms in the carpet and in the wall.
Mm.
I could see into what I guess you might call the quantum flux, the space between us. And so that you, Pat, and I are just momentary densities in this field of energy. But there's not a big difference between us. But at that moment, it was visceral. I'm not speaking here at that moment. It was not a theoretical thing. I had no knowledge of quantum physics. I don't know that there was any to be had at that point in time. All that I knew was, and I viscerally knew this, was that all of us were part of the same field, and there was no way to talk about it. English is a subject-predicate language that divides matter and energy into two things, and I was in a space beyond that. So there's never been a way to really talk about it, except to someone else who's experienced it.
And I bet at that time it was really difficult to find folks.
Well, it was more difficult then than it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Definitely. And there wasn't much material to explain what had happened to me.
What did you do with that, Salvatore? I mean, because I reflect back on my own childhood, having similar experiences, not quite with yoga, but definitely experiences that my folks totally didn't understand and sent me to therapy to work out. But what was that like for you as a young person?
At that moment, Pat, all I could do was sit there and weep.
Mm.
The incredible beauty of this was so overwhelming that there was no way to respond to it except that way. And the yoga teacher came over to me, and I was a long hair at that point in time. Mm-hmm. I was what people might call a hippie. I was a penniless, long-haired hippie. And she kneeled in front of me and said, "This is your life. Mm. This is your path. You are not to let money keep you from ever coming here. You can do karma yoga, and we want you to be part of our organization." And I said, okay. I didn't know what karma yoga was, but I was willing. And so I wound up as a teacher there. I did everything up to the point of becoming a teacher. I painted the walls, vacuumed the floors, built a deck in back of the place, did all the shopping, until one day Margaret said, "You're not doing enough."
Mm.
And I said, "Margaret, I'm doing everything." And she said, "Well, you are, except for one thing. You're not teaching." And I said, "No." I said, "The only thing I have in abundance is ignorance. I have no business teaching yoga. This is too large of a responsibility." And she said, "You know more than anybody here, therefore you have a responsibility to share it."
Mm.
She said, "If you have knowledge in abundance and you don't share it, this is bad karma."
Mm.
"And I'm not going to have that part of my yoga center." She was very selfish. Anyway, so at that point, I became her apprentice for a period and then began teaching under her instruction.
Oh, my goodness. We've got so much to talk about. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. My guest today, Salvatore Zambito. When we come back, we're going to be talking about yoga, what it is, what it's not, and it's certainly for me, how many misconceptions I've had about it, and I'd be willing to share them right up front with you, coming right at you. We'll take a short break, Benny, and when we come back, more with Salvatore Zambito. We're going to be talking about yoga. We're going to be talking about much more. I'm going to be announcing a fabulous retreat upcoming in August. We're going to actually give away a seat at that retreat, so don't touch that dial. Just make sure you got your pens and pencils handy. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Mambo Italiano, eh, mambo, mambo Italiano, go, go, go. You mix up Siciliano, all you Calabrese do the mambo like a crazy with a, eh, mambo, don't wanna talk.
Take control of your health and wellness with the natural and modern way. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. BioSolutions is the most effective Rife instrument we've experienced. Customer satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625.
Haven't found the time to study the mysteries of the universe? We understand. And in fact, that's why so many busy people choose to use the distance learning option from the College of Metaphysical Studies. There's no classes to attend, no traffic to fight, and no weather or parking issues either. You can earn a metaphysical, spiritual, or esoteric degree at your own pace in the comfort of your own home. Visit us at cms.edu or call 800-780-META.
Essentia Water, the ultimate drinking water, is free of sugars, artificial sweeteners, and colors. Essentia Water actually does something good for your body. It hydrates your body more efficiently. Its smooth, silky taste provides an abundant supply of active hydrogen and antioxidants to prevent cell damage caused by free radicals. Essentia Water does more than quench your thirst. Available health food and natural food sections of major grocery stores. Essentia Water. Ask for it.
After a long day that's going way too fast, there is a way to relax, warm up, detoxify, and have pain relief. It's called an infrared sauna. You sit in a warm box and gently absorb infrared heat that allows you to have a great low-temperature sweat. Afterwards, a quick shower, and you're ready for a good night's sleep. Sweating has many health benefits, such as stress reduction, immune system improvement, weight loss, and system detoxification. For more information, call Brian at 650-357-8944 or go to Bay Area Infrared Sauna.com.
And now, time for your peak living tip of the day. Remember, healthy spinal column alignment and a proper functioning nerve system are the key fundamental components for optimal health and wellness. Both Crown Hill Chiropractic in North Seattle and Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center in Duval strive to help each patient regain their health and maintain it for a lifetime. Visit us at crownhillchiropractic.com or drscottlynch.com. This has been your Peak Living Tip of the Day.
Let go of past trauma, fears, and negative beliefs. Attract exactly what you want in life and release the energetic blocks and imbalances which are keeping you from living the life of your dreams. Internationally known master clairvoyant and intuitive guide Carrie O'Connor has the unique ability to read your energy field and, just like a tuning fork, raise your vibrational level so that you can attract what you truly desire in life. Visit CarrieO'Connor.com for more information and for interview dates on the Dr. Pat Show. That's CarrieO'Connor.com.
More choices, more topics, more shows. One station. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Chadrul, you don't have to go to school. Just make a way to beat a bambino. It's like a vino. Kid, you're good at looking, but you don't know what's cooking to you. Hey, Mambo. Mambo Italiano. Hey, Mambo.
Yes, indeed, Benny. Thank you so much for putting that up. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And as I said before, our very special guest today is Salvatore Zambito, and we're talking about the work that he's doing. But he is a well-known mystic, rogue scholar, world-traveling recluse, I guess it says on here, but you'll understand why in a minute. He's also got a very, very powerful method and a message. And what you've heard so far is a bit of his story. And we talk on this show about what it means to get in touch with that passion, to get in touch with what really lets our soul soar. And Salvatore, what you've just described is that. The other part of the equation is that you actually said yes. So yeah. I also heard you saying a series of yes, 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 yes.
Whenever possible, I say yes. Mm-hmm. Even when I say no, I'm saying yes.
Yes. And I wanted to have a conversation to clarify what yoga is and what yoga isn't. And I wonder if that wouldn't be a great place to start.
It's a perfect place to start. What I'd say as a beginning is that yoga has four definitions. And so this is part of where the confusion comes in. There's some ambiguity on it.
Mm-hmm.
So the classical definition of yoga is from the second sutra of the great book by the yoga sage Patanjali, where he defines yoga as yogash chittavritti nirodha. And it's very difficult to translate this because English does not have equivalent terminology. There is no equivalent term for yoga. There's no equivalent term for citta. There's no equivalent term for vritti. And there's no equivalent term for nirodha. So I'll give it the best I can.
Okay, good.
Now, the thing that's making it possible now to translate some of these old texts in a way that we never could before is quantum physics. So a lot of what we call a new paradigm is actually a very ancient paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
So the best translation of this that I can give you is that yoga is the silencing or the stillness or the elimination of vibrations in the energy field that we call the mind.
Mm.
So it's bringing the mind field to a state of stillness. So it's a state of consciousness. But yoga is also techniques that are supposed to bring about this state of consciousness. So in America, we're very familiar with people stretching and strengthening and balancing. And this is one of many disciplines of yoga. This is called Hatha Yoga, the yoga of the physical body. And that's oversimplifying it a little bit. The third definition would be that yoga is a school that perpetuates those techniques. And the fourth one is that yoga is a school of philosophy. India had six orthodox schools of philosophy, and yoga was one of them. And relatively speaking, it had something similar to the position of science in Western philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
So the yoga techniques were used to validate and investigate the premises of the other five schools of yoga, of philosophy.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that I think became crystal clear, especially if you look at pop culture right now, and you look at somebody like Madonna, who most people understand her life was about pop music, number one hits, the Material Girl, and then going through a transformation. But one of the directions and one of the areas she went, of course, was to what we're calling yoga. And beyond just the physical, I mean, she's not a very public person where you're going to have her sit down and talk about the spiritual nature and so forth. But she has also opened the door for millions of people to now explore yoga in the way you're describing it.
I agree. And I think Madonna is, how would you say, she's underestimated in many ways. She's become quite a Sanskrit scholar.
Yes, she is.
And she's not a dilettante.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's hard to take perhaps a pop artist seriously, but the kind of energy that she brings to bear is not a superficial thing.
Right.
And so I have a great deal of respect for what she's done and how she's presenting it to the public.
Well, and the work that you're doing as well, and we're going to talk about that in the next segment, is to really open the doors to educate people and to let people know that they too can participate and learn.
Certainly. One of the elements I would clarify here is that in America right now, the word yoga has become synonymous with what we call asanas, those physical movements that are very powerful, very important part of it. But what has happened is that now the word yoga and the word asana have become synonymous. And asana is certainly part of yoga, but yoga is much more than asana. And this is something that I would like to clarify. There's a magazine in our area that's a wonderful little magazine. I really like it. It's got good people, good articles, but it really, the title of the magazine exemplifies the misunderstanding. It's called Yoga and Meditation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is sort of like having a magazine called Cars and Automobiles.
Okay, very good. I've got that image.
And so the very essence of every yogic discipline is a meditative state.
Mm-hmm.
And people are practicing yoga who would have no idea that they actually are.
And actually, that's the good news.
That's very good.
Because what we're hearing is people say over and over and over again, and, you know, up until recently, actually, there's been this small contingency of people in this country that understood about meditation and its power. And I go back to this again, and I get my hat is off to the movie The Secret, because for a lot of reasons. One is it's now opened the door for millions of people that would not have otherwise even thought about looking into what we're calling meditation. And so in your work, what are you seeing in terms of people that are now coming and gathering more to find out more about what you do, participate in your retreats, and read your books? Are you seeing an acceleration?
I think this has been going on for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the big secrets is that the connection that people have had to a deep internal space of stillness within themselves has been present in the Western world for a very long time, and this may be the big secret. And so
this is really the secret.
This is the real secret.
Yeah.
And it's only starting to come out now as the social repressions to keep people from talking about these inner experiences are coming up. I think it's useful to reflect on how many Western saints were martyrs,
mm-hmm.
how many of them we've killed, and how many of them the church itself has either discredited or murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And only later do we bring them up when they become less dangerous. A saint is much less dangerous after they're dead.
Absolutely.
A living saint. There's an old saying, nothing scares the bishop so much as a saint in the congregation.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting you mentioned that, although Mother Teresa, I don't believe, has been elevated to that status at this point.
No.
I'm not sure. But certainly you could see how her, quote, sainthood, living sainthood, could be perceived as a threat.
Certainly. And I think one of the elements that allowed her to have the particular kind of success that she had was that she was in India.
That's right.
India understands this. I would point out that if St. Francis of Assisi or St. Teresa were to appear in the Western world today, we would probably put them in straitjackets and put them in a mental hospital.
Yeah, or give them some drugs.
Certainly.
You know?
Well, we don't have the definitions from a psychological and psychiatric standpoint to really understand these particular states of consciousness, which actually have some similarities to certain forms of mental illness, but are not mental illness.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot. It's funny you said this, and boy, I could get off on this. We'll have to do a whole nother show on this. You'll have to come back so we can do a whole nother show on this.
Okay.
But I believe that a lot of today's classification for children with ADD, ADHD, fall into the category that you're talking about. And you know, I don't come with the medical credentials to say this is fact. But so many of these young people that I personally know and have known since childhood came out with an unbreakable spirit, curious, adventurous, social, wanting to connect. And yet, when we put them in the ADD, ADHD format, what that means is, nope, you need to be more isolated, you need to be calmed down. And so it's interesting you bring this up. Many people see these young people as beyond crystal children, you know, new children in this world of being consciously connected.
I don't have a lot of experience with the children you're talking about, but I've had a lot of experience with dyslexia.
Exactly.
And my feeling is that the problems you're talking about are not learning problems, but teaching problems.
Mm.
And so we've had people for a long time who were in these areas, but we're seeing them, we're identifying them more now. And we need to have a whole new system of theory around educating people.
Mm.
After World War II, and I'll try to make this a quick story, but the CIA needed to train spies to go into Eastern Europe and to take an American boy or girl and turn them into a Pole or a Czech means that they have to integrate at the nervous system level 2 PhDs worth of material and not theoretically.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have 8 years to do this. So they tried to figure out how can we do this in 2 years. They put out a grant for the to investigate this, and MIT and Stanford put together a process that got the grant, and what they discovered, among many other things, was that taking a person and putting them in a room and then making them sit at a desk took 70% of the nervous system offline.
Mm.
So our present system of teaching actually creates a kind of brain damage.
Mm-hmm.
We are having at the very physical level, our system of teaching goes against how we learn.
I couldn't agree with you more. That certainly is my experience. I want to remind everyone, I'm here with Salvatore Zambito. We've got lots to talk about. We've got some giveaways. We're going to give away a copy of a fabulous, fabulous book here that he's written. We're going to tell you a little bit more about it in the next segment. We're going to open up the phone lines, and one of you will receive a copy of this book. We're going to take a short break right now. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Stay tuned. Lots more to come. Right here, we'll be right back.
Oh, Lordy. Oh, oh. Can't doubt it. Oh, oh, oh. Let's fly way up to the clouds.
Ready to put cancer behind you? Clarify your purpose in life after cancer. Learn new tools and take back your life. Rekindle your spirit and find support in peaceful Hawaii. Join the next retreat with Dr. Jean Achterberg at Kokolulu's Cancer After Care Retreat Center on the island of Hawaii, July 15th through the 27th. Space is limited, so call now 1-808-889-9893 or visit cancer-retreats.org. Aloha.
Are you seeking deeper purpose and meaning? Then don't miss the insights, inspiration, and life-changing perspective of Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis from the Center for Spiritual Living. In her monthly show, Building a Better Life, Building a Better World, the last Tuesday of every month on the Dr. Pat Show, with practical spiritual principles and insights from the world's greatest spiritual traditions, visit spiritualliving.org for more information. Has the pet food recall left you confused and concerned about what to feed your four-legged family members? Sam's Cats and Dogs, naturally, has you covered with expert advice and information about ingredients or how to supplement a fresh food diet to keep your furry friends healthy and happy. And all our foods are unconditionally guaranteed. Visit us at samscatsanddogs.com. That's samscatsanddogs.com. In Monroe, Washington, at 206 East Main.
Come explore for yourself the universe and beyond at the Hologenic Breath Workshop Saturday, August 4th, with Sue Neufeld Ellis of QuantumHealing.us. Hologenic Breath combines breath work and music from all over the world that can allow you to release blocks on all levels of your being. It can renew your mind, body, and spirit. Visit QuantumHealing.us or call 425-455-4207.
Zenspiration Gardens are unlike any floral product you'll find on the market. Your personalized garden is prepared in a beautifully crafted keepsake box filled with plants, flowers, candles, and spiritual icons. Giving a Zenspiration Garden is the perfect way to express love, friendship, congratulations, or any other heartfelt message or inspiration. They ship nationwide, so contact Zenspiration Gardens at 619-972-1076 or zen-opolis.com.
Contrary to popular belief, having a baby is not always a happy, glowing experience. Many women develop a variety of mood problems, most often depression. Thankfully, there are many options available to heal or prevent this debilitating condition. Dr. Shoshana Bennett is shining a light on postpartum depression right here on the Dr. Pat Show. So tune in and find out how to help someone you love. For more information about postpartum depression, visit postpartumdepressionhelp.com.
1150 KKNW.com. Your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
The confusion and all this illusion behind. Just like birds of a feather, a rainbow together we'll find.
Everyone, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive by my special guest today, Salvatore Zambito. And we're talking about what yoga really is and what we should know about it and why should we care. We're going to continue that conversation because I am so interested in one of the basic principles that Salvatore is going to help me and all of us understand. But before I do that, I want to make sure you have the website. It's going to be important for you to take this down, which is www.yogasutras.net. And there's lots of information, but also you're going to be able to get copies of the books there, and you're going to be able to register for a phenomenal upcoming retreat, which we're going to talk about. Now, I also want to say we are going to be giving away a copy of the book. You're going to hear about the book and all that's in it, as well as, you ready? A seat for the upcoming workshop. And so that is a $700 value. And so all of this is going to be going on. And I will announce in a few minutes exactly what we have to do or what you're going to be asked to do to call in. First of all, you will have to call in. It will have to be with a question. And you will have to come on air to receive this seat to the upcoming event. Salvatore, thank you so much for joining the show today. And I wanted to talk a little bit about what you've created across the country and what it is that you actually enable people to experience in your retreats. And I know it's based on, of course, the many, many books and the books that you've written as well.
Well, right now I have one book.
Oh, we got to get Benny back in here to turn the mic up. Hold on one second. Sure. Mr. Benny!
Sorry, I was answering the phones.
Okay, go ahead.
Am I bad? Okay.
That'd be our bad.
Well, first of all, I've written one book. And this book has taken me 20 years to write.
There are many books in this one book.
Oh, there are many books.
I'm telling you.
This is true.
I've been in it.
So I'll just briefly explain that, as I mentioned, there were six schools of philosophy in India, and each of them had a book at the center of it. And each of these books was written in a certain kind of a style called the Sutra method. Sutra is the root for the English word suture, and the word means thread. And so the Yoga Sutra is composed of 196 short statements called sutras, and each of these compresses a huge field of knowledge. An entire book of sutras is also called a sutra, but when it's a title of a book, it means a single thread unadorned by a single bead, and this means that it's taken the field of knowledge and compressed it to its absolute essence. What I've done is taken the 196 short statements and given a two-page treatment to each sutra.
Mm-hmm.
On the left side is a Sanskrit-English text analysis that allows you to see the grammar and the definitions of all the words in the Yoga Sutras. On the right side, I've taken 12 eminent authorities and shown how these 12 authorities translated this statement. And sometimes it's a very minor difference, but sometimes, Pat, the difference is so great, you wonder if they're translating the same.
I'm totally there with you. I cannot wait to talk about this.
Sure.
And one of the sutras that I latched on to, but go ahead.
Well, actually, I'm done.
Well, I love the book. I love the way you've laid this out because, I don't know, I'm a person that loves to understand and loves to explore. And also, what I like to do is I like to see the way different people talk about things. I guess that's why I love to do the radio show, because I get to hear people talk about things, each with their own unique perspective. And so as I was reading the book, I came across one of the sutras that had to do with non-attachment. And I personally believe that this particular sutra or terminology, however you want to talk about it, is probably one of the most misunderstood and the most difficult to enact. We've got songs about releasing and letting go. You know, we believe me, it's not in just in spiritual circles, but we've got it in pop culture. And yet, when you talk with people about how well they are about letting go and not being attached, it is extremely difficult. So it's not a mistake that I pulled this in here, and probably it's a little psychological projection on my part.
The first thing I'd say is that we all have to have relationships.
Mm-hmm.
We have relationships within ourselves, with our sub-personalities. Then mm-hmm. we have relationships with other people, animals, and physical objects. We have a relationship with our occupations and our passions. And so the question that I ask myself is, what's the difference between a connection and an attachment?
Okay, that's great.
And so in this matter, there are... If I were to write a commentary on this, I would bring in another one of his sutras relative to the issue of ignorance. And one of the elements of ignorance is fear of death. And so a great deal of our attachment, I'm going to suggest, I'm certainly not trying to tell you the truth, but this is a way of looking at it, is that we become attached and have a sense of ownership through identification. People become identified and believe they actually are their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
That they actually.
Oh, I know. I've been there. I mean, when you're with the company 25 years, you know, in my case, my head looked like it was bell shaped.
Sure, sure. And so we believe that we are our marriage. We believe mm-hmm. we are our families. We believe we are Italian.
Oh.
Okay. And so we have certain attachments that grow that go beyond connection through identification, and this identification implies that if I lose this job,
mm-hmm.
if I lose this marriage, if I lose this Jaguar automobile, whatever,
right.
then a part of me ceases to exist.
Right.
And so if we can, it seems like a roundabout way to deal with it, Pat, but I have found that if people can deal with their fear of death, then the issues of attachment become secondary.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a secondary effect. It's called abhinaveshaha, is the technical term for it. May I not cease to be. And it's interesting how many, you know, people who are very religious will talk about eternal life in various forms, but they're terrified of death.
Mm-hmm.
And so until we have a sense of our continuity, that we are not our physical bodies, but something that dwells in it and that has continuity after we leave that body, or come to peace with the belief that this is it. But until we come to some kind of peace around our mortality, I don't believe we can deal with the issues of attachment.
Thank you, Salvatore. I mean, thank you so much for talking about that. And for me, as you were speaking about it, I really was struck by people in my family that have made their transition, have passed on, and gotten reflected back on the religious aspect of who they were, and at the same time saw them struggle with their own immortality, you know, their own mortality, their idea of this is the end now. Will I be at peace? What will happen? How will that be? And I think we all go through and we have to check in from time to time. But what you've just shared is, very, very powerful. Now, I wanted to ask you, Salvatore, I know you've got an upcoming retreat, and yes. I'd love for you to share a little bit about it, because we're going to actually give a seat away, for one of our callers, as well as a copy of the book we've just been talking about. So tell us a little bit about the retreat. It's August 20th through the 23rd.
Certainly. Pat, part of the reason it took 20 years to get this book out was not just the grunt work of writing it, but the internal work in meditation and self-reflection to be able to represent the book with authenticity. And part of that process has been a methodology emerging to make the Yoga Sutras available to people who have had no experience in it whatsoever. It took me 6 years, Pat, in reading it to begin to get a grip on it. And people don't need to go through that now. So what I have done is set up a class in the Yoga Sutras called the Roadmap of Consciousness, and I'm using a roadmap model to present the Yoga Sutras. Because what Patanjali does here is three main functions. One is that he has sutras that allow you to determine where you are in your spiritual consciousness right now. Now, this is one of the functions of a roadmap. It helps you to figure out where you are. But it also helps you to determine what your ultimate destination is. Mm-hmm. But typically, you can't go from Seattle to San Francisco in a single jump. You may have to go through Chehalis.
Mm-hmm.
So the issue in the second part is, what is our destination, both ultimately, and what's the next step? Well, if you know where you are, Patanjali will help you to determine what the next step is in your spiritual development.
Mm-hmm.
The last part of it is, how do you get there? And there's a number of ways that you could conceivably get to San Francisco from here by a roadmap. But which way do you want to go? The scenic route, the long route, short as possible, what is appropriate for you? Patanjali lays out five methodologies for technique to get to your next step and to your ultimate destination. I might point out that one of them is very much like religion. It's bhakti yoga. And all Christians, whether they know it or not, are bhakti yogis.
Mm-hmm.
Bhakti yoga is the worship of the divine form, and Jesus certainly falls into that. Mm-hmm. So all Christians, willy-nilly, are yogis. And mm-hmm. so this is one of the five paths. But there's also path of meditation, path of action, and the path of meditation takes several forms according to the temperament and interest of the individual. This is not a one-size-fits-all process.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to give a seat at the retreat away. Here, we're going to give it to the first caller that calls in that can announce without any question at all the name of my guest today, and is going to agree to not only go to the workshop but come back on air with me and with my guest to talk about how this workshop changed their lives. Okay, so before you're hitting that dial button, you got to be ready to sign on the line to make sure that we're going to give away this ticket. It's a $700 value. It's fabulous at the Harmony Hill Retreat Center. Awesome, awesome, awesome. August 20th to 23rd. So you have to be here. And what you're agreeing to do, after you certainly name the name of my guest today, is you're agreeing to come back on the air and reflect about what this life, this workshop, this retreat, rather, has meant to you. And come on with my guest today. 1-800-930-2819. And then for the second caller to call in that is going to ask a question, you know this book we're talking about? We're going to get you a copy. 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take the first caller, name my guest's name, and agree to come back and do the show. We'll be right back.
Goodbye. bar.
When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you are experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to meet your individual needs. Dream Clinic is located in the Ravenna neighborhood of Seattle and is open 7 days a week. To learn more or schedule an appointment, visit dreamclinic.com or call 206-267-0863.
The Empowerment Partnership. Empowering the lives of thousands of people around the world just like you. Their mission is to empower you with an understanding of what makes you and others tick, and to teach you the tools and techniques that will unlock your hidden gifts. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that. To learn more, call 1-800-800-MIND or go to www.nlp.com. Mention the Dr. Pat Show to receive a special discount.
How do you start your day? Do you tell yourself what a great day it will be? What we say to ourselves inside our own head does matter. Quick start your day in 10 minutes with this CD of positive self-talk that will help you stay in balance all day long. The publisher of New Spirit Journal, Krista Gibson, gives you two unique 10-minute versions of positive self-talk, especially for the person who wants to approach their day in a more uplifted and spiritually based manner. To order, go to newspiritjournal.com and click on Embrace Your Day.
Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself. 425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat Basile of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm pleased to invite you to the Wisdom Festival Conference and Exposition being held September 15th and 16th on the San Francisco waterfront at Fort Mason Center's ERPS Pavilion. The Wisdom Festival brings together cutting-edge speakers and lecturers, so join us as we explore the wide variety of modern and ancient wisdom teachings. Go to wisdomfestival.com or call 800-367-5777 for more information.
Got a question about real estate or home loans? Is it a buyer's market? Is it a seller's market? What about home loans and refinance? Need someone you can trust to answer your questions and understand the newest trends? You can trust Dennis Sikowski, a realtor and loan expert for 10 years, helping people all over the Puget Sound walk through the biggest purchases of their lives. Call Dennis for a professional analysis and get real honest answers. 425-238-3612. That's 425-238-3612.
More talk, less rock. Come on, that's a good thing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Cine vino dei castelli, con mai tempi belli che...
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I got to say, Salvatore, phone lines are lighting up. I'm hoping that we could get to everyone with your questions, but I want to take the first caller that called in, and I want to bring them up online, and let's hear if they can tell me the name of my guest today on the Dr. Pat Show. Who do we have, Benny?
Let's bring on Linda from Silverdale.
Hey, Linda, welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm good.
Super
now,
cool, right?
Totally super cool. Now listen, are you calling in for the book or the retreat?
I'd like both, but I'll take...
That's called greedy.
No, it's called... It's not want, it's need.
Got it.
But I will... I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take the book.
Okay.
Take someone else to retreat. That would be quite lovely.
Whatever it works for you.
I could use the retreat, but...
All right, here's the question. You ready?
Yeah.
What do you want?
What do I want?
What do you want?
What do I want? I really want the retreat.
All right. All right.
Okay.
All right. Now, you got to tell me, what's my guest's name?
His name is Salvatore Zambino.
All right. Okay.
Closer
now,
than most.
Linda. Linda, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You heard what the arrangement is, though.
Yeah.
You're going to go to the retreat, and then you're going to come in the studio, or you're going to come on the show, and you're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Are you clear about that's part?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Are you willing to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I have a great question.
Okay. And let me congratulate you. You have
gotten a
seat for the retreat.
Wonderful.
Okay. Now let's hear your question.
Now I have a wonderful question, really.
Of course you do.
I do, because my son was diagnosed with ADD when he was very young. However, I don't believe he had that. I believe he was just extremely intelligent, was an old, wise soul. This situation led to, you know, like a zombie state for many years. I'm wondering, Salvatore, if it's possible to teach yoga to our children in school so that they can come into that state of relaxation and well-being and still, and do the physical and still be learning. Because I heard you say that they sit, you know, people in chairs and at desks. And they lose most of their...
This is a good question. Let's address this from two points of view, because whether or not you do it in school, you can still do it, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
The issues of doing it in school, that would be a perfect world. But we have political issues and issues of curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
Many yoga centers in America have classes for children. And this allows the kind of movement that's essential for neurological development. One of the things that CIA study discovered was that memory occurs along the peripheral nervous system to an equal or greater degree than it does in the brain. So by not moving, what we do is restrict huge areas of learning. So the movements that occur in yoga have been time-tested for 6,000 years in the Hatha yoga. To bring the nervous system and the glandular system, the endocrine system, into full function. So I don't think we need to wait for the schools to do it. We can find good yoga instructors and who can do the Hatha yoga for children. And if they know the problem, many of them can adjust the teaching sequence for the needs of the child.
All right. Well, thank you, Linda.
Thank you
so much. Stay on the line so we could get some information. Thank you, Salvatore. Now, we still have a book to give away. Let's see if we've got somebody that's got a question. We good?
We're good. Reoffer it. That's what I was trying to send you the message there. The book's available, so call back in.
Yeah, call back in, 1-800-930-2819. The book is still available, 1-800-930-2819. Is that the number? 1-800-930-2819? Boy, I just almost
said it so fast when you slow down, you're like,
What is that number? Salvatore, let's make sure we give out a website so people can find out more about the retreat while folks are picking up the phone lines here.
The website is www.yogasutras.net, and I'll spell Yoga Sutras, YOGASUTRAS, yogasutras.net. And this has the material about biographies, upcoming classes, and some essays that I've written are also up there.
Excellent. Okay, Benny, what do we have?
Still open lines.
Okay, we've got a book to give away. You've got actually a minute to call in. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And I know many of you were just calling in, so we'll get it. You know, Salvatore, I want to thank you so much for joining the show today.
My pleasure.
I love chatting with you. I love what you do. And we're going to make sure that folks understand how they can find out about the workshop.
Sure.
Fabulous, fabulous offering. I love the book, by the way. And as I said to you during break, I use it in my morning spiritual practice.
I'm glad to hear that. And actually, it's amazing how many people do what you were describing. Something I wanted to go back to with the workshop, just for a moment, in terms of what I'm trying to get across, I am not trying to get across dry information about an Indian philosophical system.
Okay.
I teach this in a visceral way to make the material that Patanjali lays out there living in your life right now, to make it a living tool in a person's life right now. And it's not unusual for people to come out of these workshops in a heightened state of awareness.
Okay.
And it's persistent.
And I totally get that, and I think our listeners do. Benny, let's hit that phone line real quick. Who do we have on the line with us?
Hi, this is Roxy.
Hey, Roxy.
Hi, Roxy.
Would you like a copy of the book?
I would.
What do you think of today's show?
I think it rocks, as usual.
Okay, well, we've got a copy of the book for you. Stay on the line. Thank you for calling in. And I want to hear back from you after you get the book and you start to read it. When we bring Linda on, I want to bring you on to talk about it, okay?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, Roxy, you rock as well. Thank you, Salvatore. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you all for listening. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back, building a better life, building a better world with Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis right here on the Dr.